Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for August 19th, 2011.
The Science Update Podcast is produced by AAAS, advancing science, serving society.
We've detected enough water to fill up all of the oceans on the Earth roughly 100 to 150 trillion times.
If you have enough deviation for a long enough period of time, then that's when Canary will tell the operator that there's probably something going on.
It can basically rotate in place in any direction and will always occupy the same space.
The strength of these network connections is highly dependent on the neurochemical environment.
This week, we've got the latest news on the science of aging. Plus, can robot inspectors safeguard nuclear power plants? Also, researchers are developing new software to detect contamination in our drinking water supply. But first, Suzanne Bard has a story about water in a very unlikely place.
Water was plentiful in the early universe, even in hostile places like quasars, which are galaxies powered by black holes. Now, a team of scientists has detected the largest cache of H2O ever in a quasar that formed 12 billion years ago.
We've detected enough water to fill up all of the oceans on the Earth roughly 100 to 150 trillion times.
That's Carnegie Institution astrophysicist Eric Murphy. He explains that as water molecules are heated by black holes, they produce the deep space equivalent of a fingerprint, which can be detected by special telescopes.
You know, if there's that much water already in an environment which is hostile towards places for life, then who knows what the probability of having other large caches of water in less hostile environments so soon after the Big Bang.
Next, some water-related news that's a little closer to home.
Thanks, Suzanne. Contaminated water often goes undetected until people get sick. That's because routine chemical tests can take days to get results. But now, officials in Philadelphia, Cincinnati, Southern California, and Singapore are trying new water monitoring software called Canary. It's being developed by Sandia National Laboratories and the EPA's Homeland Security Research Center. Sandia computer scientist David Hart says it integrates information from multiple chemical sensors in real time, looking for suspicious changes in the water's composition.
Canary uses both statistical and signal processing tools to determine what's background, what's normal water quality, and then decide whether a new water quality that it sees is part of that background or if this is something that has deviated from the background. And if you have enough deviation for a long enough period of time, then that's when Canary will tell the operator that there's probably something going on that they should do further investigation.
And unlike similar kinds of software, Canary doesn't require a whole new set of sensors. It can work with what the plants have on hand. It's hoped that the system will help protect us from accidental contamination and terrorist plots. Next, correspondent Justin Warner tackles nuclear safety.
Defects in nuclear reactors are dangerous, but it's difficult and expensive to look for them directly. That's why researchers at MIT have developed robots for the job. The robots can navigate a reactor's underground water pipes, checking for corrosion or failed sensors. Mechanical engineering grad student Ian Russ says that other robots have been designed for this purpose, but theirs has several unique features.
What's different about ours is that it's wireless, so a lot of these, at least robotic solutions, have basically these long tethers, which limit mobility and also decrease safety because they can actually interfere with the sensors within the pipe and, you know, cause actual physical harm to them. And then it's also a spherical shape. It can basically rotate in place in any direction and will always occupy the same space and not risk any damage to protruding sensors or anything like that.
The round robot's built-in cameras can snap photos inside the pipes and transmit them to an outside computer. As for steering, Russ says it relies on the same basic principle as loaded dice. A remote operator shifts around the robot's internal machinery, which changes its center of mass and makes it rotate in a new direction. Since half the nuclear reactors in the U.S. are over 30 years old, it's hoped that these robots will make it easier to prevent a disaster like the one in Fukushima, Japan earlier this year.
Thanks, Justin. As we age, our thinking gets fuzzier. Now, Yale University researchers have not only found one reason why, but also the possibility of reversing it. Neurobiologist Amy Arnsten and her colleagues studied monkeys performing a working memory challenge. Older monkeys had less activity in one part of the brain's prefrontal cortex. Arnsten says the neurons there were stifled by a signaling molecule called cyclic AMP, which older brains have more of.
The strength of these network connections is highly dependent on the neurochemical environment. And if you have too much cyclic AMP, a molecule that can build up inside of cells, it can open potassium channels on the cell and stop them from firing. And so we sprinkled onto the neurons drugs that block cyclic AMP or block these potassium channels, and we were able to rescue firing, and that was really wonderful.
What's more, an existing drug used to treat high blood pressure and attention deficit disorder seems to have a similar effect. Clinical trials are already underway to find out if the drug can safely improve mental functioning in otherwise healthy older adults.
And in other aging news, researchers at Columbia University may have discovered why muscles weaken with age. In the journal Cell Metabolism, they report that calcium leaks into muscle cells, poisoning the cell's mitochondria. These are the powerhouses of the cell. In addition, they found that a drug that targets this leaky calcium problem made elderly mice 50% stronger, but the treatment will still have to prove its safety and effectiveness in humans. And in related news from the Journal of Clinical Investigation, scientists at the University of Pennsylvania have created marathon mice that run over 6 times further than normal mice. They did it by knocking out a gene called IL-15R-alpha. Blocking the gene changes the way mouse leg muscles use energy. The research could help patients with weakened muscles as a result of disease or aging.
Thanks, Suzanne. Well, that's our show for this week. Next week, we'll have more exciting science stories for you. Until then, tune into the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website, scienceupdate.com, or at iTunes. You can also check out Science Update's fan page on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. And if you have a science question, give us a call at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. If we use your question, we'll send you a Science Update mug. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.